Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
There's a standoff among Massachusetts lawmakers over transportation funding, and it's turning into one of the biggest Beacon Hill fights in years. Governor Deval Patrick is threatening to veto a plan from lawmakers. Legislative leaders say that plan is more responsive to the needs of the middle class. And some Republican lawmakers say the proposal is being pushed through without enough public input. Well, Governor Patrick joins us on the line to talk about this. Good morning, Governor.
Good morning, Deb. How are you?
Okay. How are you is the real question.
I'm great. I mean, you certainly make it sound dramatic. I don't know if it's all that. I think it's a pretty good faith difference, at least on my part. It's not personal. We just have a difference of opinion. The leadership seems to think that it's better to tax people and have little or nothing to show for it. And I think if we're going to tax people, we should have something to show for it.
Okay, well, they say that their plan, which would raise $500 million for transportation, would raise taxes on gas, tobacco, some business taxes, and they say it would maintain the state's credit rating at the same time and not harm the middle class as much as yours. Those are pretty pointed criticisms, Governor. What do you say to that?
Our credit rating isn't in jeopardy. It was this administration that achieved the highest credit rating in the history of the Commonwealth. That's a scare tactic. It comes from nowhere. I used to have a teacher, you probably did too, some of your listeners, who would say when you bring in your homework, show your work. Basically show how you came up with your answers. Well, we've shown our work. We, after a year of work, showed financial pro formas, showed project estimates. We had outside experts come in and vet all of that, and it's been very transparent to the public, so they know what's in our transportation plan. We don't get that from the legislative leadership's plan.
Will you veto this legislative plan if it comes to you in its current form?
I will, and I think everybody knows that, and I think the legislative leadership knew that when they proposed it. I've told them that in advance. I'm not looking for a standoff here. I'm looking for a compromise and a conversation. I've been clear, Deb, since I first announced the plan that I was open to compromise, both in terms of the total dollar figure and the ways to raise that dollar figure, so long as what we were doing was providing real solutions. But what this will do was basically enable us to smooth over some of the bad habits from the big gig. People are not going to see more modern functioning cars on the red line, or the replacement of those 30-year-old cars on the orange line. They're not going to see a relief in congestion at the 95 interchanges in Woburn or Canton. They're not going to see a rail line down to our fourth and fifth largest cities in the Commonwealth, the replacement of the main transportation artery out in western Massachusetts on I-91. It's not going to happen. So that, to me, it's just not it's not a real solution. It's a pretend solution. And I hope that we can arrive ultimately at a better place.
Where would you think that there might be some room for compromise on your part?
Well, I think the number is somewhere between where the legislative leadership is right now and where I started. And I think that enables us to do meaningful and important modernization in transportation. In terms of structurally deficient bridges, road work, modernizing our regional transit authority equipment, our key equipment, some modest expansion projects. You know, we have a legal obligation to expand the T to Medford, signed by my predecessor. That's not funded in the legislative leadership's plan either. And I think it also enables us at that number between where they are and where I started to deal with the 30-plus thousand 3- and 4-year-olds who are on wait lists for early education. It enables us to do some things to make college affordable for people who need those degrees but can't get them now and will need them in order to function in the new economy.
There's a lot of room in between $500 million and $1.9.
Sure there is. Sure there is. And there are a lot of good things that can come in between. But at $500 million, everybody's asked to pay more, and you will see the same old, in some cases, decline.
So in terms of your proposal, would you be willing to say maybe put off some of the transportation projects in Western Mass or the South Shore? Or are there specifics like that that you would be able to look at and say maybe we could do that to negotiate and kind of find the middle ground?
Of course, of course. But I think you also have to remember that people outside of the greater Boston area have had their transportation needs postponed for 20 years. That was one of the ways we paid for the big dig. And now they're asked to everywhere to contribute more in the form of higher gas prices, higher cigarette prices, and higher fees, fares, and tolls in order to pay some of those big dig bills, not to actually get to the deferred maintenance in their own region. So there has to be some regional equity in this. But even within that context, there's some room for compromise, no doubt about it.
Is including education money in there a deal breaker?
It's really important. I mean, you know, we can't keep saying that education is our competitive edge and then look away when we're leaving people behind. And I keep asking you, tell me, point to the 3 or 4 year old you're choosing to leave behind. These are choices. We make these choices that have an impact on our growth. What I proposed gives us growth. What the legislative leadership has proposed does not.
Do you think that, Governor, it might be difficult for folks to consider this completely seriously? Because I think a lot of people heard a lot of talk about the sequester budget cuts, and right now folks aren't really feeling the effects of that. Does that play into this at all, do you think?
I don't know. You mean in terms of the general public?
Right.
I don't know. Look, people are very, very cynical about government to begin with, and frankly, I think the legislative leadership's proposal will feed into that.
Governor Deval Patrick, thanks very much for speaking with WBUR's Morning Edition. Earlier in the show, we heard reaction from House Speaker Robert DeLeo. You can listen to that on our website, WBUR.org, where you're welcome to weigh in on the debate. Thank you, Governor.
Thanks, Deb. Have a great day.